Today we are looking at a new data tool, and it's all around sight loss, providing up-to-date information which can be valuable for local government, national government, the third sector students. The list is probably endless, in fact. So let's find out a little bit about the tool itself. We have Rhys Felton and John Slade with us. John, tell me about this data tool. It's a kind of updated version, but can provide a lot more data, a lot more information, and easier to read as well.
So the Sight Loss Data Tool is the UK's largest and most accessible collection of eye health and sight loss data. And we've just launched a new version, which is easier than ever to use. So people can explore data at their local, regional and national level and compare across areas and view forecasts and download reports. And it can tell people about things like how many people are living with sight loss, how common different major eye conditions are, things like NHS activity, waiting lists, and important local risk factors that might impact eye health in their area. So it's really meant for anybody who needs that reliable and up-to-date insight. And that could be from commissioners' services to charities and researchers to anyone who just simply wants to understand eye health and sight loss in their local area.
You can see the benefits straight away from having, you know, lots of valuable and up-to-date information at your fingertips. You mentioned health and social care and so on, perhaps, you know, councils, planning services, a lot of versatility in here, and crucially as well, you know, that data being as up-to-date as possible.
Yeah, so everything's been completely updated. So we've got everything refreshed for 2026. So we've got a mix of kind of estimates for things like population size, but there's also that mix of information from health and social care data sets too. So organisations like NHS, Office of National Statistics, we've got lots of information from those sources as well. So rather than having to go around and look at a dozen different places for this kind of data, it's all in one place.
And this is a new incarnation, if you like. When we think about when it started all those years ago, it was literally just pretty much a spreadsheet. Now it goes into so much more data. But I suppose crucially as well, that data is easy to understand.
We first launched this data tool all the way back in 2013, and for the last 12 years it's been tucked away in a spreadsheet and in Word documents. And launching this new website is making it even easier to kind of use and access the data. So you don't really need to feel confident using a spreadsheet anymore. You know, you can just select your local area either through kind of a drop-down menu or from a postcode search, and you'll be given the results that you're most interested in.
I'll come back to you in just a moment, John. I know you want to get people involved in this, and we'll talk about the accessibility as well. But we've got Rhys with us, also from RNIB. A hugely valuable tool, John's telling us about the information which is held on the data tools. So that would be invaluable, thinking around campaigning and policy making.
Yes, this new tool is going to be really powerful for our campaigning, I think. The wide range of insights and metrics, this is all stuff that we know policymakers need to know. So ultimately, better data tends to breed better decision-making, in theory at least. So having that tool means that we can take more of our policy expertise, some of our lived experience alongside that data into our campaigns then in a much more sort of targeted and more credible way. And hopefully that delivers more effective outcomes as well. So I know when we're speaking to decision-makers, whether that's MPs, mayors, NHS, local councils, yeah, we can use this tool now to show clearly what sight loss looks like in their area, backed up by that robust data. And that then helps paint that full picture.
Without this tool, then, would you say it would be difficult to, if we're to take policy makers as an example, to sit down in front of them and actually show or support the campaign? That would be harder without really defined and crucially current up-to-date information.
Absolutely. I think, you know, at the local level, we can show councils, health boards, exactly what sight loss looks like in their communities, both now, but also going into the future. And that makes our case so much stronger. We'll be able to point to the scale of the issue, what actions needed. And, you know, this is especially important now. You know, we're seeing more and more decision-making power being devolved out of Whitehall, Westminster, out to your local authorities, your regional mayors, etc. So if we're calling for improvements to, for example, eye care services in a particular region, you know, we can show how many people in that specific area is now affected, how it's expected to grow. And that really helps bring the issue to life in a much more tangible way for those people make decisions. And likewise, whenever I speak to, you know, MPs about some of RNIB's national level campaigns, the number one thing they always want to know is what that means for their constituencies, the number of people with sight loss in their constituency, because obviously, ultimately, those are the people they're accountable to at the ballot box.
That also important, I think, with sort of devolved powers as well. You think about Scottish Parliament, Welsh Assembly, and so on, Northern Ireland. Again, there can be lots of differences there. Does that, again, help with getting incredibly relevant and accurate data? Because obviously there are devolved powers you may have to think about when you're trying to put a case across to, say, Scotland from England.
Yeah, I mean, having that sort of hyperlocal granulated data, I think it's going to be a real game changer in terms of some of our grassroots campaigning as well. So, I'm thinking here of some of our excellent volunteer campaigners, our community change supporters, the people who are, really committed to making their local area more inclusive, more accessible. And, they'll now have, with this new tool, the ability to access the data firsthand and take it directly to the decision makers themselves. And I think, that makes me very excited for some of our future campaigns.
John, crucially as well, is that lots of different people can access this, so accessibility would have been at the forefront when you're looking to launch something like this.
Yeah, when you hear about data hubs, and often that has a lot of visualizations, which can be trickier for people with sight loss to navigate. But this data hub has been completely designed with accessibility in mind. So it's taken into account all of the latest web accessibility standards. It's been completely built with that in mind. So it's been designed and tested to work really effectively with assistive tech, so screen readers, magnification software, keyboard navigation. So anybody, including people with sight loss, should be able to get to the data and insight that they need.
So accessibility really right at the drawing board stage when you're updating something like this. So when people are accessing it, what kind of detail can they go down to? Is it all geographical, or are there different ways that you can filter this accessible information?
Yeah, so in terms of geography, we've got all of the four UK nations. We've got the regions in England. We've got all of the different local authorities across the four nations and the different health boards. So ICBs in England, but then the kind of Health and Social Care Trusts or NHS boards in each of the devolved nations. So we've got both that local authority administrative boundary data, but then also for health boards, because depending on whether you're talking to your council or your hospital, you may need to kind of know different information. In addition to how you can split it by geography, we've got the data to different topics. So whether you're interested in things like estimates of a number of people living with sight loss, or kind of broader economics of eye health, or things like risk factors or other health conditions, or local area profile. The whole thing's been designed to not be overwhelming and to be customizable to exactly the kind of insight and data that people want to access.
So comprehensive and easy to access as well, John. Now, I know you want more people to use this, to try it out, to get feedback as well, and really make use of all this important information. If they want to have a look at it, what do they have to do?
They just need to visit data.rnab.org.uk, sign up, and then they can start exploring all of the data that we've talked about.
And let's hope people do have a look at this, John. It's a huge piece of work that's gone into this. But for the moment then, to John and to Rhys, thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.